Dr. Sabre, Italian office note on patient Cambry Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Cambry, C-A-M-B-R-Y. Date of birth is 11/21/1986. Date of service 11/26/2024. The patient is 38-year-old female who is referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine per paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: one history of mild mental retardation. Her mom is the guardian. Next, insomnia. Next, issue of remote alcohol and drug use. Ended up in hospitalization at Memorial Hermann in April 2024 with sepsis, multi-organ failure, requiring dialysis for a total of 6 weeks, and she got off dialysis after that period. Next, migraine, headaches, periparagraph, past surgical history, includes TDC placement, periparagraphs, allergies, non-drug allergies, periparagraph, social history, patient is single, living with her mom. No smoking, she has a history of alcohol use and drug use. Currently is unemployed, her last job was at Chipotle. Family history, mother with hyperlipidemia and hypertension, father with prostate cancer, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, mellitus type 2, brother with alcohol issues. Periparagraph review of systems, reviews, migraine, headaches, positive, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, heartburn, positive, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melanoma, no urinary symptomatology, she has irregular periods, no leg swelling, all the systems are reviewed are negative. Periparagraph immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 editing therapy. Periparagraph medications include vitamin B12, ergocalciferol, omeprazole, quetiapine, and thiamine, period. On physical exam, her weight is 189 pounds. Her blood pressure is 102 over 72, heart rate is 68, temperature is 98%, O2 saturation is 98%. Temperature is 98.1, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. HANT, pupils round reactive to light and accommodation. It does have a subconjunctival hemorrhage, right eye resolving period, pupils round reactive to light. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Most oral mucosal and pharyngeal edema noted per paragraph. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. Normal adherence to, no murmurs or no friction. Per lung ductly to auscultation, no crackles or visits or abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash noted. Skin tattoos noted, period. Also, in the skin examination, she does have areas of hypopigmentation, period. Paragraph. Go back to past medical history and add to her diagnosis. Hypomelanosis of ITO. Hypomelanosis of ITO, ITO, period, paragraph. Assessment, investigations available to me include the following. White count 10.7, hemoglobin 12.4, platelet count 300, BUN 23, creatinine 1.6, glycemia GFR is 42, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide is 21. Albumin 4.5, normal liver enzymes. Hepatitis C antibody was non-reactive. Her T-set was 19%. Vitamin D was 26.3, per paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This is after acute kidney injury requiring dialysis therapy. Most likely she has residual chronic kidney disease with nephron loss. We are going to do a workup to rule out significant serological issues. Patient was advised to avoid NSAIDs and a handout was given. Period. Paragraph. We are going to see patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. Period. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for your trust. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. See you, Dr. Jafari.